USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard is persisting in adding more razor wire along the border in Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is expressing support.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas. I'm proud of our governor. I'm proud of our state legislature because they're stepping up and defending our state.
In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserted that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders, considering that authority as the supreme law of the land. Meanwhile, the debate over compromise immigration and foreign aid legislation in D.C. continues. Democrats and Republicans may find common ground. Democrat Chris Coons on with Fox News this week.
It provides critical funding for Ukraine. Yes, it provides critical funding for border security, but it also creates legal changes in policy that will be lasting.
Earlier this week, Maine Republican Susan Collins mentioned a $14 billion compromise bill in the Senate. A first-of-its-kind execution is set to take place in Alabama. USA's Corey Myers has details.
U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first-ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, while Smith reportedly requested the new execution method, his lawyer still appealed, claiming the gas poisoning would violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom today to testify in his defense. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking $10 million in damages from Trump since he's already been found liable for sexual assault against her before. It involves an interaction between the two from decades ago. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
President Biden on the campaign trail in Wisconsin today, announcing some of the infrastructure projects funded by the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law.
$5 billion investment led by the Department of Transportation for 37 major projects across America, including bridges, highways, ports, airports.
Biden speaking in Superior, Wisconsin, where about $1 billion will go toward replacing a bridge that connects Wisconsin with Minnesota. Biden claimed economic growth has been stronger than it was under former President Trump. Lawmakers in Hawaii are now considering legislation that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from that state's primary ballot. It would bar former President Donald Trump, similar to Maine's decision and a ruling of the Colorado Supreme Court earlier on. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on with Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
Seattle is announcing a $10 million settlement reached with 50 Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters who sued that city and the Seattle Police Department for injuries they claimed happened as a result of police tactics and action used during the 2020 BLM riots that rocked the city. Seattle, making the announcement this week, said the city does not admit any wrongdoing in the case, though. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.